From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says his armed forces crushed a brief attack on a military base led by a rebellious former army officer. At least one man killed during the fight. Maduro declared the attack was on an act of terrorism financed by the United States and Colombia, but he gave no evidence of that claim. We asked Georgia State University America scholar Jennifer McCoy if this attack was a surprise.
With the situation as it is, it's quite volatile in the country, and with a new body that is considered by many to be illegitimate, this constituent assembly that was elected, there will certainly be opposition to that, not only from the political opposition who has rejected it, but I would imagine from within the security forces as well.
One of the tasks of the new assembly is to rewrite Venezuela's constitution. Opponents believe this will create a permanent socialist dictatorship. 4 months of anti-government protests there have left 120 dead. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said today the best step North Korea could take to signal it is ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile testing. Meantime, the U.S. has cautiously welcomed China's support of new U.N. sanctions against North Korea, but said it would definitely closely monitor China's compliance with the penalties intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion to fuel its nuclear and ballistic missile program. At least 11 people were killed, several more wounded. It happened in an attack on a church in southeastern Nigeria. It appears to have been caused by a personal feud between two people in the community. The gunman's apparent target was not in the church at the time of the attack. This is VOA News. An Iranian soldier opened fire on his comrades at a military firing range south of Tehran, killing 4, wounding several others. No motive given there. State television said either it was an accident or the result of a mental problem. Last month, another soldier opened fire, killing 3 military personnel. Israel has announced its plans to ban the Al Jazeera news network. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused the Qatar-based media outlet of inciting violence at holy sites in Jerusalem. David Lesh is a history professor at Trinity University in Texas.
For the Israelis, the move also appeases its burgeoning anti-Iran alliance with some Arab states, including Saudi Arabia and the UAE. And as we know, they are in a bit of a rift with Qatar and have demanded and expelled in the past Al Jazeera out of their states, as well as Egypt and Jordan.
Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar earlier last month, accusing Doha of funding terrorism in the region and being too close to Iran, Doha denying it. U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson said today that Russian interference in last year's U.S. presidential election created serious mistrust, and that he and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov discussed a lot of work that has to be done regarding U.S. relations and improving those. It was the first high-level contact between the two countries since President Trump last week reluctantly signed new sanctions into law to punish Moscow for interfering in the U.S. election and for their activities in Ukraine. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has denied a New York Times report suggesting he is considering a 2020 run for president, calling it disgraceful and offensive. The Times story said some Republicans were moving to form a shadow campaign for 2020 as though President Trump were not involved. Multiple advisors to Pence have already said to party donors that Pence would plan to run if Mr. Trump did not. Kellyanne Conway is an advisor to President Trump. She appeared on the ABC News program this week.
That is complete fiction. That is complete fabrication. And I know that his advisors, who had comments attributed to them, have pushed back very strongly, as has the vice president, and as am I right now, unequivocally. Vice President Pence is a very loyal, very dutiful, but also incredibly effective vice president, active vice president.
Pence also said he plans to focus all of his efforts on advancing the Trump agenda and on seeing Mr. Trump reelected in 2020. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.